The number of licenses for this year's deer hunt in North Dakota has been reduced because of an outbreak of a viral disease last year. The State Game and Fish Department is making 64,200 licenses available, down 8,000 from last year. The drought in North Dakota last year created perfect breeding areas for biting gnats that transmitted the disease. It impacts white-tailed deer more than mule deer due to the makeup of the animals. It's not considered a danger to people. The disease is also impacting the success of hunters during last November's gun season. Overall success fell sharply from 68% in 2020 to 57% in 2021. An engineer heading planned reconstruction of an aging dam in northeastern North Dakota warned the state's governor yesterday that upcoming rainfall could add pressure to the earthen structure already weakened by flooding. Zach Herman of Fargo-based Houston Engineering told Governor Doug Burgum and other state and local officials that he's hoping the predicted precipitation will spread out and not affect stabilizing efforts on the 65-year-old Bermany Dam upstream of Cavalier. Last week, North Dakota National Guard's Black Hawk helicopters dropped more than 200 one-ton sandbags on the dam. The Minnesota National Guard's Chinook helicopter placed 2 5-ton water pumps capable of pumping 4,000 gallons per minute. Let's look at news. I'm Greg for KDAK, the Cardinal.